This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. We will finish Chaf Bezim and Aleph 22a, the third section. That is the blue text. So here we have another question about what we can or can't do on Yontif Baimine Rav Ashi Me'amemar. So Rav Ashi asks Amemar. Mahu likhol es ha'ayin biyantif, right? Kachol literally means blue, but they would apply some kind of color to the eye for medicinal purposes. So mahu likhol es ha'ayin biyantif. We're allowed to do this on yantif. So heicha de'ika sakana, right? If there is a danger, you're going to lose your eye, and that would be life-threatening. Kigon rira dita dima dim asavikadachnta. Utchilas uchla. Right, these are different types of diseases. The English just renders them, right, transliterated, but different kinds of eye diseases. Right, salomi baile. I'm not asking you that. Right, says Rav Ashi to Amemar. Dafila b'Shabbos shari. Even on Shabbos, it's permitted. Right, there's a danger. Ki kami baile. Right, sof uchla upatsoche. Aina. Right, this will just help to fight some inflammation or to maybe make my eyesight a little bit better. But there's no real danger. Right, so Amalei Aser. Right, so he says it's prohibited. So Esve, we're bringing the same, right, Brisa, Ein Mechabenes HaBekas, right, you can't extinguish the fire for itself, but for different purposes, it's good. And then, of course, Vishani Leke Deshanina, we answered it like we answered it before. Great, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbanan, I want to know, and it is indeed Asr. Amemar Shari the Mikhal Eina Migoy B'Shabasa. So Amemar allowed someone to have a non-Jew, right, I'm going to use the word paint, right, paint their eye or apply this, whatever it is, on Yontif. There are those that say, Amemar gufe kichal eina megoy b'shabasa. Right? Some have the aversion that Amemar himself allowed a non-Jew to do it to his eye, not just he permitted it to others. So Amalei Ravashi le Amemar. Right? Ravashi says to Amemar, my da'atach, I mean, what are you thinking? I.e., what's the svara, what's the rationale behind permitting this? Right? De Amar ula bre de rab ilah. Right, it says, Ula, the son of Rab Eloi, called Tzorche Chola Osin Al Yedei Goy B'Shabbos. Right, that anything that we need for somebody who is sick, you can do by a non-Jew for Shabbos. Right, now we're talking specifically here about things that are not life-threatening, because things that are life-threatening, a Jew can do them. Right, but a Chola, somebody who is sick, what we call a Chola She'in Bo Sakana, you are sick, but there's no life-threatening issue, you're allowed to have a non-Jew help you on Shabbos. Ve'amar Rav Hamnuna, right? Says Rav Hamnuna similarly. Kol davar she'ein bo sakana omer v'goy ve'ose. Anything that does not involve sakana, you say to the non-Jew and they will do it. But here comes the question. Hani mili heicha delo misayeya behadei. Right, it sounded like he was supporting Amemar. But Rav Ashi says, if this is what you think to permit it, that you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to help you, that's only when you have no part in this at all. Right, go to the pharmacy and get me, whatever it is. And then they come back. But here, you're an active participant, right? Mar kamisayeya bahadeh, you are literally helping in the process. Tika amitz v'patak, you close your eyes and you open your eyes, right? It helps everything, move around. I'm actually having, it's funny, coincidental, having an eye issue right now as I record this. And the medicine bottle actually says you got to, close your eyes for a minute and put your hand and your finger on the right and moves it all around, right? There is some level of participation by the person getting, help with the eye. So he's, again, Rav Ashi says to Amemar, how could you allow this Right? This is not the classic case of a non-Jew helping. You are participating. So Amale Ika Rav Zvid Kai Kavasach, right? So he says back to him, Rav Zvid holds like you, but Shani Labor, the answer, Misayeya Ainbo Mamish. No, it's not really helping, right? Misayeya is not really considered anything. We don't worry about that at all. The fact that you might blink, that's not really an action. Okay, now, Amemar Shari the Mikhal Eina B'Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. Right, not only on Yom Tov, but he allowed it, right, this eye painting, he allowed one to do the eye painting on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Good. Now, Amar Le Rav Ashi the Amemar. Right, Rav Ashi is coming after Amemar again. Right, they must have been there, you know, halachic combatants. I beha amba Rava says, "Mase be yom tov rishon." If somebody passes away on the first day of Yontif, yis asku bo amimim. Right, so then the non-Jews should take care of the burial. Be yom tov sheni yis asku bo Yisrael on Yontif sheni. Then the Jews can take care of the burial, right, in limited fashion. Ve'afilu bishnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. The same would apply even on both days of Rosh Hashanah. We got cut off in the middle of the question, right? Tomorrow, come back and join me. We'll see the end of Rav Ashi's question to our member, but this concludes our learning for today.